Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
So, Eric, welcome. This is the other Eric calling you and interviewing you on the golden age on the program Seeing Into Being. So welcome. Very nice that you can join us for this very interesting program. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited to have a conversation with you.
All right, that sounds good. And we have to tell the listeners that for those who know us, we normally appear on cultural events to do entertainment and comic things. So we have to give a warning to people. This is not a cultural item. This is a real interview about your experience of Golden Age.
Okay, we'll do our best.
All right, Eric. What we really find fascinating is just to look at the personal experiences of many senior, you know, brother and sisters in their Brahmin life, the way we were thinking about Golden Age in the beginning and the way it has been growing into us for the last many, many years. So let me start maybe by asking you very simply, how was your personal, what did you experience yourself in the beginning when you heard about the Golden Age, and what was your journey in the reflection of the Golden Age?
When I first heard about the Golden Age, when I came into Gyan, it kind of resonated that, yes, that's true, and that experience was a driving force in my life. I didn't know exactly how to put it at that time, but I knew that the world I was living in wasn't as it could be. And I knew somewhere that things could be or were better, perfect, exactly as I could envision. But I couldn't make that happen. And so up until Gyan, it was a very frustrating experience living in this world. And when I heard about the Golden Age or understood the Golden Age, it made incredible clear sense to me that I was eternal. I had this experience. The world was not as it could be, and I was moving through time to get back to that. So I found it an incredibly wonderful and exciting understanding what Baba had been telling us, that this is who you are, this is where you are, this is where you've come from, and this is the process that you're going through. And I just got very, very, very excited in that understanding. It opened up all sorts of doors, and I, you know, became committed to that whole process, that I was making a change and transformation once again.
So what excited you the most, thinking and understanding about the Golden Age?
That the Iron Age was going to end soon.
All right. How soon do you think it was going to be?
Well, I thought it was going to be a lot sooner than it has turned out to be, actually. But that sense that we could live again, as I had inklings and memories and little bits of experience, people were open, people were caring, things worked out well, we didn't have so many issues to deal with, and everything was big, long, simple vacation.
Are you kind of a visual person? Was it something that you could visualize? Did you have any special experiences at some point? I don't know, with some, you know, seniors have trance experiences. Was it kind of a visionary moment for you?
Not in that trance-like visionary moments that I assume others have. Baba talks a lot about you will have visions at the end, and I kind of keep looking around to see if anybody never comes back from offering bhog or something like that. And so far, where I'm at, everybody's still kind of on the same level. I've never had what I would call a vision, but I do have experiences that kind of trigger those feelings. Had a chance to think about Golden Age this past few days, and was out, if you know where I am stationed for service in New York, Great Neck Global Harmony House. We've got a little backyard, and it's got some trees, and on a sunny day, it's quite amazing because I sit out there, and the sun hits the leaves, and they're bright green, and the Tree trunks are kind of a dark brown, and you've got this blue sky. And as they kind of mingle together, it gives me that sense something gets awakened, that I've experienced beautiful nature. And it brings out kind of a feeling or a sanskar or an awareness that I have had experiences that are just transcendent. And so I don't see it, but I use the visual that's around that kind of activates those experiences and bring them to life again.
I remember seeing you actually in that little garden that you're talking about, and I have pictures of you in that garden, so maybe we'll post them on. But I do remember your smile and your eyes, they were indeed shining almost like a deity, except that instead of having a crown, you had a beautiful hat on your head, so maybe we'll adjust that for the golden age.
If you look closely, there might have been a crown of light.
All right. Okay, so I'll look at my pictures again. But, you know, we heard all these Murlis in our early days, the Avyakt Murlis, in which Baba described in detail the, you know, visionary moments of the Golden Age, what we do, how we go to school, the mango juice, the palaces, the gardens, the flowers, everything. How did you integrate that kind of scene into your Brahmin life? Was it more like thinking of it as Walt Disney coming to reality, or was it more like an attraction to something that you had to churn about to really figure out how could it be possible?
I don't think I churned how could it be possible. I don't know if the details that I kind of recollect are identical to some of the descriptions that others had. What I might mean by that is that I think Baba pulled some in there to see and entertain and have that experience and share that and kind of confirm what was there, and I find that very motivating. I'm not so attracted by a castle of bricks or a palace of gold or whatever it might be. But I do believe that the world is abundant, and that experience and those relationships and the relationship of the souls to nature is going to be wonderful. I don't have a doubt of that, but I don't need to have a picture in order to believe that. I am experiencing the reality of the knowledge, and that just brings in the feelings. And so I'm having feelings of Golden Age regularly, if I choose to do that, as opposed to other senses being activated for me to experience that time.
It's interesting because I hear you talking about understanding the Golden Age, also having feelings about it. How do you make, and how did you make, the connection between what you understood and what you started feeling with what you are being, you know, how you're going to become that, how you're going to move from who you are today towards who you will be in that golden age? What's been the process in your thinking and your dharana on that?
I am that now. And I've kind of picked up other things that if I let them come into my consciousness, keep me away from re-experiencing myself as I can be. There was a fairly recent note, and I picked that up for this reason, but there was a thought for the day which says, each one of us has inside a memory of our highest potential, the most beautiful way of being that we can reclaim. And that struck me with this golden age, because we're reclaiming it, but we've never lost it. It's never gone away. It just gets kind of trampled or overcome or blanketed by our other thoughts, our other concerns, and whatever else is going on. And so part of the silence that we go through in our meditation is to release the other thoughts or concerns or worries or whatever that keep that experience from being reclaimed. And that's why I enjoy nature and places and silence, backyards, because it's easy to reclaim that. It's not that nature is giving me that experience, but the nature or the moment is reactivating, and I'm reclaiming those experiences that are inside.
Are there any particular moments remember lately or a long time ago that really brought you back to that experience when you say we are like that golden-aged consciousness right now, it's there in us right now? Are there the moments that you can recall that really brought you close to that feeling, and anything that you can identify as being really the kind of, I don't know, vibration, energy, awareness, quality or virtue that really appealed to you in that moment as being really significant for the golden age?
I hope this is a correct answer to your question, but when we are sincere in our drishti, it very much is a process that brings me out of kind of the current mundane, and I re-experience what it's like to be myself and connecting with somebody else in that way. I think the great opportunity that we have as BKs is to use the knowledge and to experience that, and to be able to kind of light or reignite or communicate those qualities with each other through our soul conscious vision.
All right, I'll check your drishti next time we meet, no problem. And but yeah, you know, Eric, that's the thing that really fascinates us, I think, is we've been told for a long time, you know, that golden age is coming, golden age is coming. We have to claim our maximum inheritance, high status in the golden age. We know where we're going, or at least we understand it, but it still feels that the world today is so far away from the golden age. It's actually going further and further away. What's your thinking about the process through which we're all going to move towards the golden age? When is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? Is this something you think about sometimes and wonder how, as a big BK family, we're going to really make it? Because we still have a lot of old sanskaras to deal with. So what's your thinking about the process, the timing, and the way we're going to move towards that wonderful world?
Yeah, it's a big question on where we're at and what we're doing and what to expect. And I kind of have moved from the thought that when I first came into Gyan, the golden age was going to happen immediately. Somebody's going to have that experience that they're going to come into Gyan and it's going to happen immediately. But I also believe now that we have a great opportunity to transform ourselves, to work on ourselves, to develop relations, to develop power, to develop the sanskars, the fortune, and that's an incredible gift. But I don't recognize that we are all going to make efforts to become perfect. And I think that's part of Baba's task, is that he gives us a chance to do what we can, and we will make our best efforts, but there'll be a time when our efforts aren't going to be possible, and whatever the cleansing process is, that the soul will be able to reactivate the golden aged sanskars again because of their own efforts or Baba's efforts or drama, however that plays itself out, will remove the burdens, the limitations that are covering us, and that we will all reemerge ourselves again. I think it's going to be a very interesting time, and I want to, you know, this is me speaking now, but I think we're seeing scenes where most of the world is going in a very fast pace, and it's very difficult to keep up, and we just need to kind of stay focused on ourselves as the center.
Right. At the same time, we hear Baba saying to us on a regular basis, you have to, you know, claim your first class air conditioning ticket, come into the first berth, make sure you don't miss on the beginning and miss few berths, and from 84, you know, take on the 74 or something like that. How do you connect to that? I mean, in terms of going in the beginning of the golden age or at the end of the golden age or even only in the silver age, it's a concern, and I mean, it's a concept Baba has been putting in front of us as almost a threat sometimes, and if you don't make it right, you won't get into first class number one. So there is an effort we have to make to go higher in the golden age. Is it something that you think about as well? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes, again, this is the time where we get to make the effort. Do we have the chance to do that? And Baba inspires us to efforts. He gives us this sense. He kind of dangles out things that he thinks we will find important, big palaces, air conditioning, all that type of stuff is a way for him to have us make the effort. But I believe also that those who don't make as much effort will end up there in the Golden Age at some time also. But the idea of having that experience and being there is very attractive to me. And so that's why I'm inspired to spend time, make effort, do the things that I understand to be beneficial for my transformation from the sand scars that I have in the Iron Age to bringing out and reclaiming the way of being, way of thinking, sand scars, fortune of the Golden Age. Very much we have to make efforts now.
I think we have to make efforts even more now, but in the last many years, do you agree that I think many BKs have kind of lost touch a little bit with that focus on the Golden Age by being way more focused on service, on, you know, various activities, maybe sometime on Dharana, which is very connected to my relationship at the center and my attitude? Do you feel we lost track a little bit of that aim of connecting a little bit better with the future?
I don't know if we lost track, but it hasn't been the same priority. We have done a lot of service. We have expanded. We have our own self to take care of. And oftentimes it's, you know, the most important thing is the thought that you're having now, and Golden Age will take care of itself. So my feeling is that that has been a little less stressed, but it might be kind of fun and interesting in this process if we all start focusing in on that, how that might be a different way to serve and transform and be in the present moment also. In a way, we've not lost track, but there were lots of tracks that we could have wandered around on.
So my last little question before we go into a meditative stage is, once again, what do you think triggers the most easily for you that connection with the Golden Age? What really are your yuktis to just awaken again that feeling of the Golden Age, beside the drishti moment that you may experience?
Yeah. It's a number of things that could happen. It could be the place. And it's not that I've been there before in the Golden Age, but the vibration or the feeling or something might get reactivated. Long time ago, I was in a monastery in Germany. This is before Gyan, and I had the feeling I'd been there before. And it wasn't that I had been in that physical place before, but it was that I was in a place that made me feel the same way. And so those are the kind of little bubbles that come out from the Golden Age that kind of present themselves or pop in front, where this is kind of an insight, or here it's communicating. So it could be light, it could be voice, it could be just a sense of anything. And in a way, it's not that I can only have a vision of it or I only can think about it, but there's kind of little surprises, I think, in our lives if we are open to that, that kind of reconfirm, or little guideposts saying, you're doing the right thing, keep going, here's just a little sense that you're getting close to your original state, and the Golden Age Sanskar's personality is bubbling to the top.
All right, so let me suggest that you stay in that connecting mode, and the space that can re-trigger the memory of the Golden Age. And how about you take us for 3-4 minutes into a little contemplative moment, reflecting on your experiences and your vision of the Golden Age, so we can feel the being awakening within us. Could you do that?
See how it goes. All right, I'll ask you to actually just, Baba tells us that we are eternal souls, and that we focus our awareness. And now I want you to, I want us all, I want me, to focus the awareness that I am a soul who has experienced the Golden Age. And I move into that thinking, that awareness, that being, that my life has experienced perfection. I have seen people, deities, that have the qualities in abundance of care, of love, of understanding. And I see in my life around me a glimmer of light, of color, that activates those memories once again. That I can see and feel and connect to those experiences that I carry deep inside of myself. And when I choose to hold that awareness of myself as this deity, in that time, the golden age, I allow that energy, that vibration, to reemerge. And I can reclaim that experience of myself, a being of light, in the body of a perfect deity. And I can hold that thought, create that experience, and live in that awareness. See you soon in the Golden Age. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Eric. And as we say, that's a date. We'll be there. It's very nice to hear your voice. And as a deity soul, you know, it was important, I think, to give a voice to everyone and hear this memory and this imprint of Golden Age in different ways. So thank you very much for sharing your own approach and your own experiences. So thanks for being with us. And yes, we'll see you in Golden Age and hopefully a little bit before.
Why not? Om Shanti.